DiNapoli credits careful budget planning by Mayor Byron Brown, control board oversight, and increased state aid for Buffalo's improved financial condition.
Today, Buffalo is in the strongest budget position it's been in many, many years. And as other communities are just beginning to face some of the challenges that you faced a few years ago, this should serve as a model for how you could do it right.
The $165 million fund balance is the healthiest in Buffalo's history, according to City Comptroller Mark Schroeder. The debt burden's been reduced $120 million over the past decade, and during that time, revenues increased 20%. Schroeder says it's a good trend.
The rating agencies agree with that. Just recently, the mayor has been working very hard with the governor. The governor and the mayor announced the River Bend project. Moody's came out and said that is credit positive. That is a good thing. Those are the types of things that we want. Those are the things that we will continue to try to get.
The report indicates a number of red flags, though, including population loss, a median household income nearly $8,500 less than other cities statewide, and a child poverty rate of 44%. Mayor Brown says the record amount of economic development underway in Buffalo will have an impact.
As more jobs come online and more opportunities for our residents to get trained come online, we will be able to eat into that statistic.
While things are looking up, DiNapoli is urging city officials to continue their cautious fiscal approach. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.